Philip Semple, PF, these are in care. Today's date is 01/12/2026. Dictation is for Miss Helen Salas. Salas spells S-A-L-A-Z. Helen spells H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth is 12/22/1958. This is a 68-year-old female. Arid. Burning and frequent urination, period. She said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. Says she was using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. Came in today because of increased pain with urination, suprapubic pain, and frequent urination, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports suprapubic pain. She said pain does not radiate to confine to the suprapubic region. Worse with urination, period. Next line, she reports chills. She denies myalgia. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She reports discomfort in her vaginal area only when she urinates, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 119 over 75. Pulse 89. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft. No rebound. No guarding. No organomegaly. No tenderness to palpation in this costal vertebral angle region bilaterally. No peritoneal signs, no rigidity, period. She has some mild tenderness in the suprapubic region, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute urinary tract infection. Number two is suprapubic pain. Number three is chills, period. Next paragraph, a urinalysis was done in clinic today. Urinalysis was positive for nitrite and large leukocytes. Glucose is approximately 100. No ketones present, period. There's large blood in the urine. Next paragraph, please include hematuria in our diagnosis. Hematuria. Next paragraph, patient received the following medication in clinic today. Rocephin, 1 gram. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for approximately 15 minutes, then re-evaluated. She reports no significant improvement, but she was advised to take additional medication as prescribed for her today and take it exactly as prescribed. She was sent home with Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 4 days, number 12. Next medication, patient requests a refill of her fenofibrate and Flexeril. These were given to her, period, for 90 days and 30 days, respectively. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.